This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 5th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun has set over Israel and temperatures are cooling down. It's a warm night across Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll. In Haifa, the skies are clear, offering a beautiful evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, the Lebanese president claims Iran is using Lebanon as a bargaining chip in talks with the U.S. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, JNS reports that Iran's conflict with the U.S. and Israel is channeled through Hezbollah. This comes from earlier today. Also this hour, Lebanon's President Aoun criticizes Iran and Hezbollah, saying their interests do not align with Lebanon's. This is according to I24 News. Separately, the Forward highlights Iran's attempts to outsource terror plots against Jews, with a recent prosecution shedding light on these activities. And finally, Walla reports that France has opened an investigation against Israel for alleged war crimes related to the flotilla incident. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posted 30 minutes ago that the IDF announced the killing of a Hezbollah operative linked to military activities near UNIFIL sites in southern Lebanon. Michael Gilead noted just over half an hour ago that an American psychologist's special issue on anti-Semitism has been released. This follows controversy over a previous issue that included rhetoric against Zionist psychologies. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, shared that Slovenia's new government removed a controversial flag from its government building earlier today. He sees this as a positive shift in Europe. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Lebanese president's statements reported by the Times of Israel, Joseph Aoun has criticized Iran's influence in Lebanon, asking rhetorically if they're tired of conflict since 1948. His remarks underscore growing frustrations within Lebanon towards foreign involvement, highlighting the delicate balance Lebanon seeks in its foreign relations. Turning to the JNS report, Iran's involvement with Hezbollah is well documented. The group has been a major force in Lebanon, often overshadowing elected leaders and silencing opposition. This complicates U.S. and Israeli efforts for peace and stability in the region, as Hezbollah remains a formidable proxy. Meanwhile, Lebanon's president, covered by I24 News, has been vocal against Hezbollah's actions. He emphasized that Lebanon's sovereignty and interests must come first. This sentiment resonates with many Lebanese citizens who feel their country is a pawn in larger geopolitical games. In a related development, The Forward reports on Iran's attempts to orchestrate terror plots abroad. The prosecution of an Iraqi national is a key example, revealing Iran's reach and its implications for global security. This raises concerns about the safety of Jewish communities worldwide. Finally, Walla's reporting on France's investigation into Israel's actions during the flotilla incident could strain diplomatic ties. Such probes often lead to increased tensions and could affect future Israeli-French relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Cato Networks, an Israeli cybersecurity firm, has opened a new hub in London, according to Tech. They're planning to hire 50 more employees as they expand globally. Separately, Walla Business reports that French President Macron has blocked Israeli participation in a key arms exhibition in Paris. This decision could impact Israel's defense industry and its European market presence. And finally, Globes reports that Motorola Solutions has acquired Israeli company Defend for $1.5 billion. This marks the largest acquisition of an Israeli defense company, highlighting the value of counter-drone technology. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.